sex sells. I mean, you just have to look at the movies, you have to look at the books, you have to look at what the songs are saying. In fact, a billboard that sells tires most definitely might have a half-naked woman beside it. Why? Because sex sells. And the way this world has portrayed sex and sexual activity actually does affect our decision-making processes on the idea of what sex really is and what sex should be. I've been addicted to sex most of my adult life, and then I got saved and I was celibate for like 2 years and then I got married. So I don't think there's anyone who is in a better position to show you the mirage the devil has created on what sex truly should be and his long game that is to break down the family unit and cause chaos in society. And that's what this podcast is all about.
Who the sun sets free.
Who the sun sets free.
Whosoever the sun sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
The dictionary defines a mirage as an unrealistic hope or wish which cannot be achieved. Most of us, like me, I got my idea of what sex was first from a movie. And then, because the movies were not explicit enough and my mind was curious, I went to porn, right? So from porn, my entire dictionary, my entire understanding, my entire idea on what sex should be came from porn, right? Understanding this as a huge issue is the first step to being free from sexual addiction, porn addiction, and masturbation. The idea the world propagates on what sex is so false. For example, porn. Porn is like a movie. They act it out. It's not just two people caught under the flows of desire and then going at it. No. An undercover detective from the BBC went into the porn industry in America, Los Angeles to be precise. That's where most of the porn comes from. And then he just spoke to some girls and spoke to some guys and then stayed behind the scenes for some porn action. And it was just so disheartening actually to see that these people were actually acting a movie. They could tell them cut and they would cut and say, okay, no, do it this way, do it this way. Action, and they'll just start all the emotions, all the passion and everything. So it was just really scripted. And I for one thought, okay, if sex is supposed to be like this, why is this so scripted? Why blah, blah, blah. But sex porn's way is just false. As in, the girls have to take drugs because it's pain. They have to be on drugs because it's a lot of pain, and they have to be high too, so they can act as if. And then the excitement is all acting. The guys have to take drugs to last that long. It's just something that is drug crazed and not real. And also in the books, the movies, they paint sex as, oh, if you really love someone, you will show it by having sex with them. That's like the passage of rites. How do you know your body's fit? How do you know you're compatible if you don't have sex right now? Or you will never get experience to have sex in your marriage if you don't have sex right now. And that's just a lie, because I'll tell you how that is a lie. Now, I'm a different person, right? Each person is different, as our fingerprints are different. We're all different. We all have different experiences that build us up into different people. When two people come together, it's two different people having sex with themselves for the first time, right? Now, each person has their sexual preference. So you can't use one size fits all for sex. You will not have fulfilling sex in marriage. Now, I'm having sex with my wife. The first time I had sex with my wife was the first time she was having sex with me. I had to understand her body. She had to understand my body. So the first time we had sex was not the best time. It gets better as time goes by. So you cannot say you're having sex with different people to gain experience so that you can have sex with one person for the rest of your life. That idea is really flawed and sounds like a stupid idea from the devil, which his ideas really sound a lot, really stupid. So my time of being celibate, those 2 years, I unlearned a lot of the rubbish that has been propagated out there as what sex is. And it's helped me a lot to prepare for marriage. It helped me a lot to prepare for sex God's way. Because sex is a gift. The sexual desires you may feel are not bad. The problem is when the devil turns those sexual desires to make you want to fulfill them now. Now, that is selfish. And it can never be God's plan for anything. God is love. God is selfless love. God is sacrificial love. So anything God will make will be selfless, not selfish. That's why the Bible terms sex as something that the husband will be seeking to fulfill the wife. The wife will be seeking to fulfill the husband. In that formula, both of them get fulfilled amply because it's really selfless. Now, to understand that and to get the full experience of sex, you need to forgo the world's idea of sex. Now, the world's idea of sex is selfish. It's like an itch you need to scratch. It's like an addiction you need to get someone to fulfill. It's like something you need to get somebody to soothe or something like that. And that's really selfish. That's where masturbation can come from, because you figure, okay, I need to satisfy this thing right now, and if I can't get anybody, it's my need. I need to satisfy it so I can satisfy it on my own, right? That's where porn comes in, right? And then the long-term plan of the devil is to do this, right? So porn is fictitious. It's not attainable. The idea of sex from the world, it's a mirage. It's not attainable. It's not the God's plan for sex, and it's not going to last. So now the devil feeds you this idea, okay, it's something you need to get. It's so passionate, like the porn says, you just have to get it out, and everybody will be at your back, and all blah 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 blah, right? And it's wrong. So when you keep assigning to this idea of sex from the songs, like I just need to talk about this. Songs propagate so much rubbish. Recently, I was working. I had a lot of work to do on my system, so I curated a playlist of all the songs I used to listen to when I was in, say, like all the rubbish songs I used to listen to, like the albums, all those albums, blah blah blah. I had like nostalgia. I had this nostalgic feeling. I said, okay, let me just listen to like them Drake, all the Drake albums and everything. And I was passing the music through my newly created brain, and I realized how much rubbish they propagate. Like, I realized, like, in various points where I took my understanding of things and made them strongholds in my mind, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do at this point. It's so misogynistic, it's so raw, it's so dirty, it's so wrong. Like, the first idea I got about threesome was from a song, right? And they were glorifying threesomes, and I wanted to have it, and I tried it, and it was just rubbish. That time I was not saved. It's just a wrong idea. So we need to guard our ear gates, our eye gates, against this rubbish. So going back to what I was saying, now the devil propagates this idea of what sex is, and it's unattainable because it's fake, acted out. It's a propaganda to get you to spend more money, because you're more susceptible to spend money when you are sexually aroused. Like, porn sites make a lot of money. Adverts that have half naked girls get a lot of dough. Music videos that have half naked girls get a lot of watch rewinds. So stuff like that. Anyway, so when they propagated this idea in your mind and you've accepted it all your adult life, you have this idea of, okay, this is what sex should be. And then you get into marriage, right? And then you're trying to have sex the world's way, and it's not happening. Like, you're not getting fulfilled. You're not getting that fulfillment you were promised from the movies, the fulfillment you were promised from porn. You're not getting that craze. You're not getting all of that. Now, the first thing that can happen is to regress back to masturbation, because I've actually heard of cases of people masturbating while they're married. So if you think being married will satisfy the sexual addiction, you're just lying. You're lying to yourself, because you're having sex the wrong way. You keep looking for that wrong way, and you'll never get it when you're married, because sex is a whole lot more than just physical. Anyway, that's a podcast for another day. So you're looking for this and you can't get it. The first thing you do is regress back to masturbation. Then the next thing, the devil can say, oh, it's because of this person you got married to. If you try it with this person whom you're not married to, you will get it. And you go out and do it, and then the path of fornication, of adultery, of cheating starts, and it breaks families. So this is the long game of the devil, right? Feed you rubbish that you would expect. When you get into marriage, you can't get it. Then breaks a home. The world is made up of continents. Continents are made up of countries. Countries are made up of states. States are made up of communities. Communities are made up of families together. The family unit is made up of children, father and mother. The driving force of that family is the father and the mother. The head of that family is the man. If you want to attack any nation, you attack the man, you attack the woman. From there, everything will become derogatory. For example, Switzerland has one of the lowest crime rates. Why? Because they foster family units. Like, their family units are well catered for. The government put laws in place to make sure family can survive and can be united. Work hours, loans for houses, for cars, for children, for food. Do you understand? So that these families can stay together and be close-knit. And they have a lot of family units in Switzerland, right? Crime rate is down. Their prisons look like hotels. I think if you've seen it online, their prisons look like hotels. They're just having a ball because their country is close-knit and family-oriented. Now, if you compare it against for example, America, where there are a lot of baby daddies, baby mamas, children without fathers, children without mothers, children without parents who have abandoned them, you see that a lot of the crime rates is high there. Even in Nigeria too, you can't lie and say, oh, Nigeria is not part of it. Even in Nigeria too. So this is the long-term plan, the long game of the evil one. How do we curb this long game of the evil one? By cutting it at its source, which is unlearning all the rubbish about sex and learning God's way. See, God's idea of sex, it's so beautiful. Trust me, like, I've been in the world, had sex multiple times, done all the, it's so stupid. I had a bucket list. Oh, I want to have a threesome. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Trust me, it's so empty. It hurts you more. It takes away from your heart more. It leaves you emptier than you're supposed to be, than you came, actually. And God's idea of sex happens in the sanctity of marriage, the safety of marriage, the safety place. Having sex in the world has this thing where you're thinking, while you're having sex, you're thinking, oh, I hope I'm the only one she's having sex with, or I hope I'm the best she's ever had, or I hope I'm not getting any STDs or HIV, or I hope she's not going to get pregnant. So all these things are just going to attack your self-esteem, attack your idea of what sex is, because while you're having that experience, all these other things are going on. So they become associated with that experience, thereby dampening the experience itself. Now, this is the idea you go into marriage with. This is the idea you have of sex completely. And it's going to cause a lot of problems when you get married, because now you're married and you should feel safe. You should feel like, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. But then you can't, because neurological pathways have been created in your brain. And these are addiction forms, actually. Neurological pathways have been created in your brain, and they have imprinted this process as what sex is, added with the fact that you think sex is what it's not. So now that is not the idea of sex for God. God created sex to be enjoyed between husband and wife, a selfless act of love, something that is just going to be so beautiful that you get better at it. Like, I know of an elderly couple who have grandkids who are still having sex, and they say the best sex from when they started having sex for the first time when they were married. And this couple, they waited before having sex until they got married. When they got married, that's when they started having sex, sorry. And things have been getting better and better and better. And they are so much better than when they actually started, because you get to understand somebody's body better. And I don't know if you know Velcro. It's this thing we strap, and then it's like, it has a softer part and then a harsh part. That's the Velcro, and then you put on it, and then it becomes like a belt. Anyway, if anybody doesn't know Velcro, please Google it. You see what I mean. Now, Velcro loses its strength over time. The more you use Velcro, the more you strap it and unstrap it. It keeps losing its strength. Now, if Velcro is new and you strap it, it's strong. That's God's idea for sex. The idea that the first person you get strapped to is the person you get married to is going to be amazing. Now, for those who have made mistakes like I did, it's not too late to get your Velcro strong again by the power of the Holy Ghost during your celibacy period, on learning the rubbish of the world. How I knew sex of the world is rubbish was by knowing who God was. That time I got saved, I just got to understand who God was innately, which is love, which is selfless love, which is pure, which is holy, right? And then these ideas, filtered into everything I understood about life. God is in every aspect of life. His characteristic is in every aspect of life. So I realized that this sex I was having cannot be the sex that God, who is love, who is selfless, created, who is pure, and who is holy, right? So I learned all that rubbish during my celibate period. Now I'm enjoying sex, because when I got married, I actually did feel like a virgin. Like, I felt like, okay, this is somebody new, and I've never had sex God's way, so it's going to be really awesome. And having all that porn, all that all those movies, all that rubbish garbage, or having it thrown out of my mind, I submitted myself to learning about my wife's body. She submitted herself to learn about my body. And over time, sex has become amazing. It's just a beautiful place. And you will not get this if you are still subscribed to the devil's pattern and his long game. So the essence of this entire podcast is to make you understand and get a why. For you to be celibate, you need to have a why. Why are you willing to be celibate? Why do you want to stay pure? First and foremost, because that is what God wants. This is God's idea. This is God's will for us. This is who our regenerated spirit has become since we became Christians. We don't want to continue in sin. And sex out of marriage is sin. Like, I don't care what the blog say, because I read a blog recently that said there's nowhere in the Bible that says having sex out of marriage is a sin, or that's having sex before you get married is a sin. Guys, that's just so stupid. Even if there's no explicit, if we're putting it in quotes, because that person just took scripture out of context, even if there was no explicit direction, which there is anyway, but we say we'll just let it go for this, for that blog, even if there isn't. The guilt and shame you feel. For example, there is no explicit law against masturbation, but the guilt and shame and depression you feel after committing masturbation should let you know that this is not what you want to do, and that's your regenerated spirit telling you that this is not who you are, this is wrong. That should be enough, right? Anyway, sorry I digressed, but believers, we need to be grounded in the word, because a lot of things are going to be coming up like this that might try to deceive us. But once we're grounded in the word, nobody can twist scriptures to favor themselves. For it, like, the devil is the master grand scripture twister. When Jesus was being tempted, he quoted scripture, but he twisted. That's why Jesus was able to counteract it. So we need to know what the word of God says for a fact in context, so that nobody can take it out of context and nobody can twist it for us. So getting back to it, so that's getting back to what we're talking about. First and foremost, it's God's plan. Secondly, God loves us and wants us to enjoy sex his way, which is a gift from him. And to do that, we need to forgo the rubbish that is out there. Third, Velcro. To stick well to your mates and enjoy what sex really is, you need to be celibate and unlearn the things. Fourth, the devil has a long game. He has a long-term plan, which is to crash families. And we can't allow that happen. My generation is going to be one, so help me God, that will have solid families and people who don't cheat, people who are faithful, people who are enjoying their partners till death. It's possible. I've seen it. I have role models at it. And it's possible to be faithful, love. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what general public says, regardless of what social media says, they are working marriages. So guys, please don't fall for the mirage that the devil has been trying to propagate, which is wrong. Take God's path. Thank you guys. Until next time, be sure to stay free, because who the sun sets free is free indeed. I'm Josh. Until next time, bye.